Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let your faith be unshaken. Job chapter 42 verse 2 says, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Job says these words during all his loss and misery. We all know the story of Job, a man who lived a righteous life before God. The Lord himself gives a testimony reading Job chapter 1 verse 8. The Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? For no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil. Satan tormented such a man with great testimony. Satan took everything from him to make Job curse God. Despite losing his family, his health and his wealth, Job has an unwavering faith in God. His faith remains steadfast, untouched by the trials he faced. Praising God in distress is not easy. But Job says in chapter 1 verse 21, The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Satan's primary purpose behind all of this was to make Job curse God. Satan thinks that if God removes the blessings, Job will surely curse God. While meditating on Job's life, I noticed that despite Satan's attempt to make him curse, Job remained faithful to God. Reading Job chapter 2 verse 13, Then they sat down on the ground with him for 7 days and 7 nights with no one speaking a word to him, for they saw that his pain was very great. Despite great pain, he didn't speak against the Lord. If you continue reading, Job's friends tried to convince him that he and his children sin and that everything he's going through results from his actions. Sometimes, even our friends and family can offer explanations for our suffering that feel accusatory, similar to Job's friends. But Job discerned that the Lord is just. And Job chapter 38 verse 1 starts as, Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said. Did you notice the word answered? So God was listening all along. There is a constant relationship all along with what Job went through. He never walked away from God, and God never forgot and never turned his face from Job. That's the lesson we need to learn from Job in our lives. It doesn't matter what we go through. We should stick close to the Lord. We must cling on to Him, lean upon Him. Even if you lament, lament in God's presence. Sometimes we reason with our parents and even upset them. But we love them no matter what. Our relationship with God is like that. Even more than that. Because God understands our pain and agony. Throughout the Bible, we read His compassion moved Him. Yes, God loves us with more compassion than anyone else. It's possible that you might not understand why you are going through such hard times, but He knows it. Sometimes God allows certain things in our lives to help us understand ourselves better and strengthen our faith. It's a checkpoint for ourselves, not for God. Because He knows it already. He understands our weakness and gives us strength. As it says in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29, it is important for us to grow in our spiritual life. Remember, in his weakest moment, Job says in chapter 19 verse 25, As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives. That's confidence. And in Job chapter 34 verse 32, again he says, Teach me what I do not see. That's faith. Put your faith and confidence in God, and He will deliver you from your distress and trouble, because He is our Redeemer. And we read in the end, chapter 42 verse 1, The Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord increased all that Job had twofold. Do not doubt God when things are not working as you want. Because the word says in Job chapter 37 verse 5, God thunders with his voice wondrously, doing great things we cannot comprehend. We cannot comprehend. And remember, no purpose of God can be stopped. We serve an almighty God. I read this quote a few days ago. Job had everything he prayed for. Job lost everything, but he still prayed. Prayer is not about your circumstances, but who God is. Let your faith be untouched, unshaken. Trust in Him. He is the God who sees you. He will restore you. Have a blessed week. God bless. Amen.